Long before others were investing in battery storage, like back in the aughts, leadership in China saw an opportunity with the technology and became a hub for manufacturing batteries. It wasn't a big market yet, but they saw an opportunity.
Wow. Okay.
And as EVs got more popular, it drove the volume of larger, lighter, denser batteries way up. That made batteries way cheaper.
How cheap are we talking?
Since 2010, the average cost of batteries has fallen more than 90%, which is one of the fastest cost drops of any energy technology ever.
Whoa.
It's grown into new markets, new countries.
Yeah.
And by 2021, battery storage finally reached that tipping point in the US, where they were literally contributing electricity to the entire grid.
Right. And you mentioned that earlier, that 2021 was the year there was this big jump, that battery storage capacity increased 230%.
Right. No, exactly.
And that brings us to the situation today where batteries are all over the economy in cars and mopeds and buses and trucks to drive them around.
I have chills. I mean, this was a great time. And it's kind of cool to hear that the legacy of my iPod served a greater purpose.
Never let it go. Yep, exactly. Now, you remember the battery I mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah, the Cube battery that debuted in the 90s with the Sony camcorder.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a game changer for battery storage because it used lithium ion technology, which was way more energy dense than what we had, nickel cadmium or lead acid batteries.
Energy dense meaning?
Meaning lithium ion batteries can hold a charge for longer. They're lighter. It can be recharged a lot more time. It's more energy efficient.
I've always wondered this. Is there anything specific to lithium that makes this possible? Like, why is this so special?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, for one, they're incredibly light compared to nickel or lead. It also gives up its electron really easily, which is important given that a battery works when electrons flow from the negative electrode to the positive one. Exactly. And as these batteries became more advanced, new types of lithium ion batteries came about. So there's lithium iron phosphate battery, for example, which is cheaper and less flammable than its precursors. It's also less energy dense, but its low cost made that worthwhile. The batteries at Cal Flats, for example, are LFPs, this lithium iron phosphate, and they can hold like 4 hours of energy.
Okay, so that's where we're at today. These cabinets of lithium iron phosphate batteries, LFPs, have become the standard for grid scale battery storage. And it sounds like that technology is growing quickly.
Yeah. And the domino effect and an affordable, powerful chemistry for batteries have allowed this technology to grow exponentially.
Is there any reason for this momentum behind battery sales to ever stop? Like, can we forever expect batteries to keep growing at this exponential rate?
Well, forever, I don't know. But analysts like Dan Walter definitely see the dominoes continuing to fall for the foreseeable future. He sees battery storage advancing from cars and the grid to maybe even like freight ships, even planes.
5 years ago, everyone would have called us crazy for saying electric aviation can be possible. Today, I think we're seeing some really interesting first signs that, you know, 20-seater electric planes that can fly most of the flights within the US, within Europe, and within China.